Well, hey, welcome back to the Mandated Podcast. I am your host, Selwyn Robbins, and I always want to lead off with this one question before we go any further, and that is to you. How are you doing? I hope you're doing well. I hope everybody attached to you is in the same health, same spirit, and moving along. We are still dealing with a few things that are before us here in today's time, that being the political arena, the health arena, and societal issues that we're still facing today. But even through the midst of all of that, we still have to be steady. We have to make sure that there's a foundation that we could stand on to keep us going. So I always want to make sure I'm asking how you are doing, because I ask myself, and actually my wife poses the same question to me as well. It's a mental check, a sanity check that we can just quickly talk about those things that are going on. So by all means, please reach out to me. I would love to hear from you, get some feedback and dialogue going so that we can explore those things together. So, all right, going into this, as I had said in the last episode, I wanted to connect with the guest that you're going to hear from shortly, and that is Reggie Scott and his sons, Cayman and Talon. And the reason I wanted to connect with the men of this family, the Scott family, is because we've been speaking about creativity based off of Judges 6 and Gideon having to crush wheat in the wine press because of the children of Israel now being on the brink of war. And what he had to do was for survival. But what these young men that we're going to speak to today are doing, this is their creativity to continue to explore life, you know, in the arena of art. And they've been doing a fabulous job. I'm going to post the links there to their work so that you can see it for yourself. But when we come back from this break, you're going to hear this recording, this interview with Reggie Scott, Cayman, and Talon. All right, guys, stay tuned. Well, hey, welcome to the Mandated Video Cast. And just to let you know, this is the first video cast for the Mandated Podcast. That was a lot to be said, but hey, and look at the guests that I have here. I have Reggie Scott and his young men, Cayman and Talon. And as I had promised to you on the last episode, that I was going to get these guys on here because, for one thing, boys have been doing something very creative, which I love. And haven't seen that in a while. I wish I had the talent they have. And of course, you know, Pop's over there, you know, center stage, and he's doing his thing. And we're going to see how everything that we've been talking about the past couple of months tie in to our story of Gideon. And once again, you can find that in Judges 6. And just a small recap is that Gideon is now on the brink of war, he and the children of Israel, and he's had to make a way out of no way. He's had to do something different in order for his people to survive. And at the same time, the angel of the Lord is ministering to him and calling him a mighty man. And one thing that we may not even want to hear when we're going through trouble is that somebody is telling you that you're this great, mighty warrior. And you look at yourself, it's like, nah, that ain't me. That ain't me. Just don't have the confidence in ourselves because we're focused on something trouble. So, coming into that, the very thing that Gideon was doing, he was crushing wheat in a wine press. And through archaeology, you know that does not go together. Grapes are in a wine press. Wheat are threshed, and they're basically sifted or whatnot. So he's having to be creative, boys. He's having to be creative in order for his family to survive. He's having to be creative for just the things that are going on in his life. So with our guest today, we have Mr. Reggie Scott, center stage. We have Mr. Cayman over there. What hat is that you're wearing, man? What's the symbol you got?
It's a Hobbs Eagles hat from New Mexico.
All right, Hobbs, New Mexico. And so, and Mr. Talon over there on the far left. Deuces. Hobbs, New Mexico all together, right? Same thing?
Indeed.
That's cool. That's cool. So, boys, real quick, how have you been doing being at home, doing online classes with COVID?
It's all right. It's just, it makes everything a little bit more difficult because, you know, technical issues and stuff, but overall, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Just makes learning and knowing how to do stuff a little bit harder.
I don't know how you're having technical issues because you just helped me. But that's awesome, though. Man, the way you helped me with that, Cayman, that is really cool because at your age, I probably wouldn't have been able to do anything like that. Technology was totally different. So, man, thank you again. So we're going to go ahead and go into this. So as I said, I brought you guys on here. One thing that Gideon is going through is a change in his life, and he's now having to be mentored and empowered all at the same time. So when I mentioned creativity, he's doing that for survival. But you guys are doing it for a different reason, which is awesome. Tell me, what makes you so inspired to create the things that you do?
Just the freedom of making whatever goes on in your head, just being able just to put it up and throw it up. I didn't know how to finish it.
Oh, no, you're all right, man. I like what you said. Just throw it up there. You know, it's speaking to the things that are in your mind. You're not, I'm going to say you're flowing with it. You know, as soon as it's coming to mind, it's like, okay, yeah, that's what I want to do. You're not bog you down. You want to make sure that whatever you're creating is just going just as smooth. And Mr. Talon, the Doodles is called?
Yes.
Astro Doodles.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
It's my channel where I draw doodles in a messy style. Just, yeah.
I looked at the video and coming back to you as well, Cayman. I looked at the video of the Astro Doodles, the one with the astronaut and you were drawing inside of that.
Oh, Talon?
Talon, yes, I'm sorry. Man, that was so cool.
Yeah.
Really was. It's so funny that probably a couple of months ago, I saw a guy that was doing an abstract type of drawing, and I sent you the link. It was he was doing a mural, basically. And it was awesome. So when I saw that from you, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You're just going like that. And then Cayman, spray can.
Yes, sir.
We call that tagging. Yeah. Come on, tell me a little bit more about that.
So right now I'm kind of going through this phase, I guess, where I'm really into graffiti. And we started up, not illegal, but we started up this little business, I guess, where we get saran wrap and we wrap it around two trees or two poles, and I can spray words like for kids' birthdays or stuff like that. My most recent job was HPD Josh.
Uh-huh.
Kind of just do that kind of stuff.
Okay, so what made you use saran wrap?
I was just looking at, I was on YouTube because since I was into graffiti, I was trying to find legal ways to do it because graffiti is kind of seen as this illegal, like, vandalism. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to find, like, different legal ways to do it where I can just, like, where it can feel like I'm on a wall but not somebody else's. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I like that thought, man. That's really cool. You kept it legal and you created your own wall. So how long does it take you to kind of set up the saran wrap?
Maybe 5-10 minutes.
And how long does it take to create your graffiti?
About 45 to an hour. Also depends on color scheme.
Wow. Okay, so Talon, you're creating everything on paper, correct?
Yes.
I think it's... are the pens that you were using? Those are very crafty pens. My daughter, she does the same, or she uses the same pen. I see you're just going through that, man. You like that?
Yes.
It's really neat to see these guys flourish in their gifts. Because honestly speaking, this is fairly new. For Cayman, it's only been about a little over maybe around 3 months. He kind of, yeah, there's some spray paint in the garage. Dad, can I, you and Mom are not using it. Can I use it on just some cardboard? And it went from, yeah, sure, to him seeing this YouTube guy ram wrap a couple of trees and spray paint, and Cayman comes and say, can I do that in the front yard? Because that's where we have two trees. And of course, as a dad, I'm going, no. that's my initial thought, you know. Instead of saying no, I was just like, okay, just don't spray paint the tree, because it's going to be there for the next, you know, 15, 20 years, because bark doesn't shed like leaves fall off a tree, you know. So I'm like, oh my goodness. And that was the first time he had spray painted anything that big. And we were just proud of him. So Mackenzie and I just, my wife, we just took a picture of it, posted it on Facebook just as proud parents. But from doing that, people start saying, oh, can he do this for me? Can he spray paint this? Can he make this? And we were like, we'll try, you know. But as we begun the process, we realized what works and what doesn't work, you know. And so it's helping us fine tune his own business, you know. And so he, you know, and then for Talon, Talon has always been creative when it came to drawings. And so for a long time, he was just using pen and pencils and that was that. And then he too was going on YouTube and finding different techniques. And these guys, one of the things that I'm proud of them about is when they're interested in something, they like, you know, hey dad, can I get on YouTube or can I get on Safari? Can I get on online to learn how or find out about this, you know? And so so Talon's artwork, in fact, today he came to me and sent me back about 40 pages from when he like did his first one to where he is now. And to be able to see the first one, it's still beautiful to me, but I could see the details and I can see how much he's grown in that short period of time from going, hey, I'm gonna just try to doodle to what he's doing now. And so, again, I'm just trying to be a dad that helps support them and get them excited about what they're doing. So even just helping him start his YouTube channel so that, you know, others can enjoy what he's doing as well.
Well, let me ask this, because you touched on where I want to go with you right here in regards to mentoring, supporting the kids. I know, as you had just mentioned, when Cayman asked if he could go to the front yard and do it, you had just... let me think about that, right? but that in itself right there, I want to say, is where we see the mentoring. Not just whether it was yes or no, but taking the time to make the decision. How do you as a father work up to making these decisions for these young men that are in your house? I know you have so many different scenarios bouncing around, you know, with everything that you have going on. How do you make those decisions for now, or help them make those decisions actually?
Sure. You know, so I don't know who all your listening audience is, but I'll just say, because I'm a Christian, I remember it was the Holy Spirit sort of kind of guided me even in that very moment to sort of remind myself, I could tell he was excited. I could tell he really wanted to do it. So that definitely had some contributing factors. The look on his face as he's asking, Dad, can I go in the front yard? And, you know, so you can kind of see that. But I remember when I was very tempted to say no, I have to give credit to the Holy Spirit and to say I was tempted to say no. But I just kind of like, okay, this is going to get him excited. And so the moment I said yes, you would have thought I gave him his Christmas gifts, because he just like jumped up in the air and took off running. And probably ran out fast so he wouldn't hear a no from me. Before Dad changes his mind.
You know. Right?
If he says we can go play outside after we got in trouble, I'm just dashing because I'm trying not to make sure I can go outside.
So to answer your question, I think that's what it was. It was just really, you know, just discerning the moment and hearing from the Holy Spirit and just trying to be obedient. But you know, in practical ways, I really think part of it was just simply looking at the face of my son as he was like hoping and really pleading that I would say yes. And just the expression of that was enough for me to say, you know, I don't want to squelch his desire and his heart, spirit. So yes, but here are some guidelines, you know.
Right, so, right. And, you know, I like that you said that guidelines, something we have to continue to use throughout our lives. And one thing, this has just been on my mind lately about creativity is, you know, when we were in elementary school or whatnot, you know, of course, we're using Crayolas and we're always taught to color within the lines. Those are our guidelines. They're a black outline. Don't ever go outside of it. Because, you know, of course, you want your picture to look pretty. And what's been on my mind specifically is that at the same time, that became a detriment to us, that it kept us in a box, literally. It never said, hey, expand your mind and see what else you can do. You know, even just going outside that box might change your picture a little bit, but at the same time, as we're speaking about creativity with your boys, they're thinking outside of the box. I would have never thought about using Saran Wrap for background.
No,
that's outside of the box, and that's what I love. And you know, I want to go into this right here because Gideon had to think outside of the box because of what was upon him. He made his father come outside of the box too, in that he had to deal with the people that were coming against Gideon for what he did as far as cutting down their gods and establishing God's altar there. We have been in a time here with just in 2020 alone that so many things are coming against the family. Mm-hmm. Just one thing, so many different arenas that we have to touch. So in that, as a father, how have you shown them to stand your ground, understand, be objective when, and be centered, God-centered, when so much is coming against you?
Well, you know, for me, I just have to, and I think most parents think this way, you're just trying to be a good parent. You're just trying to guide them based on your experiences, based on what's ahead of them, based on the current. So for me, it's really, you know, like I'll just go ahead and be blunt, you know, even in the midst of COVID is all this racial tension. And so I have to raise my boys to think a little bit differently than those who are not of ethnic color, those who are not Black, Brown, Asian, Native American, you know, Hispanic, African American, African, and so helping them just be able to first see themselves as godly men, and then second as mixed. My boys are mixed. My wife is white American, and so, but you know, for those who are watching this video podcast, you know, you can see that they have brown tone to them. Mm-hmm. And so they, you know, they could easily be a target of racial issues. And so I have to try to make sure that they see themselves as men of God. Mm-hmm. So no matter what is spoken to them, mm-hmm. They have enough confidence in themselves, confidence in me and their mom, to know that they have support. And when they lie their heads down at night, that my prayer for them would be that the only people that they are out to honor and please is God and their parents. And so if they feel like, hey, my parents got my back, I know the Lord is pleased with the way I've handled myself today, and I can go to sleep and I'm good, you know. So not trying to carry the weight of what the world is saying. So even the analogy of coloring it within the lines you mentioned earlier, even that, I try to help them see context. Okay, so in the context of creativity, you know, forget the lines, do whatever you want to do, you know, just have fun, go for it. But in the context of taking care of other things, like I have given, came in the, you know, say, hey, you can paint in the front yard, but here's the guidelines.
Yeah.
You can't paint the tree. Can't spray paint the ground.
Right.
So I basically created some black lines in his coloring that he was not allowed to go past. So in context, I think at the same time, those things are healthy for us. But it's just based on the context. So if somebody is saying, you know, I'm just being blunt again, but if they're saying black men should not be in this restaurant, now those are lines that can be crossed over because that's not true. But so that's what I mean by context. I think coloring within the lines based on the context can be healthy. Coloring within the lines based on the context may be unhealthy.
Well, that's very true. I mean, you got to know when to stay in the line and time to go ahead. And
exactly.
So let's talk about lies. This is a question that just came up to me. And I'm going to come to you, Mr. Talon, speaking about your drawing. You love, I can see where you love being very whimsical in your drawings. How do you come about making your pieces?
You may have to explain a little bit more, like whimsical.
Okay, so
that's a word for him that's like, huh?
Yeah, no problem. My apologies. So let's go to the Astro Dudes, the one I love. You're creating the astronaut's helmet, but everything inside of there they're totally different. Nothing matches up, but yet they still come together. Is it that you're just drawing whatever comes to mind at that time?
I think and then I draw. Just put my head on the paper.
Did I just hear him say, I put my head on my paper? Wow. Go ahead. Quote right there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, as soon as he said that, I too was like, what?
I love that. Man, that is so crazy. I wish if my wife is going to hear that and she's going to be like, what?
Yeah.
She's in her season now of creating and she's doing painting. We're doing some other things as well, but she finds it so releasing in what she's doing and at the same time, as well, free. So she's just, you know, letting it flow. And I love that whole thing there of how there's one moment where, man, we're just gonna have to stick with this analogy of being in the lines. Then all of a sudden it's like, no, I gotta get out.
Yeah.
That's so much about life right now. Boys, you guys have transitioned, you know, in regards to school, that you were always going to the school building. But now you're at home doing your learning. It's a totally different thing. You're still getting your education for sure, but it's just taking a turn. And that's how life is. It's just evolving like that. But you guys are in a very great position. Why? Because you got two parents. Man, I think they're pretty cool. And I'm gonna have to ask you this question. I'm gonna see who's gonna win. Who's the better dancer?
He's He's always dancing on stage. I mean, like 3 weeks ago, he pulled the woe. So, I mean.
What?
What?
I don't even really even know how to get into any of that, man.
These guys are the dancers, and they're the ones that's teaching me the dances that are happening right now, you know. And I'm, if they're cool, I'm like, ooh, you know, let me show me that one, you know. Uh-huh. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna try to get used to this, and I'm gonna try to learn how, you know. But they are really the better dancers. The dancing that they're talking about that I do, it's, you know, you wouldn't label it dancing. It's just me being energized and energetic and expressing, you know, what I'm doing in the moment. But it's not mm-hmm. like, it's not, it wouldn't be considered, hey, do that dance.
Yeah.
You know, it's just me having fun.
Now, y'all did a TikTok video, right? The whole thing.
Yeah, we did a few of those.
That honestly was pretty cool. That really was. I enjoyed it, man, to see everybody getting in there. I think, I guess everybody was doing that at the time, and I saw y'all's video. And then you and Mackenzie did one. It's almost kid and play-ish in a way.
Yeah, it has some kid and play moves in there. I like the way you said ish, because it wasn't kid and play, but it had some of that reminisce dance to it. I don't even know what that dance was called. Do you know?
No. Yeah. That was the first time I ever heard of that dance.
Yeah, so it was something that Mackenzie found online or on TikTok, and she was like, mm-hmm. hey, let's do that. And I'm like, oh my goodness, that's a lot of moves. I don't know if we can. But sure enough, I think we practiced it maybe mm-hmm. for about 40 minutes, and then it was like, let's go for it, you know? So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, so let's go for it. Boys, I got a question for you. What do you plan on creating next?
Well, for me, it really depends on who's asking for what. Mm-hmm. So like next Saturday, I have a job that's it's gonna say happy 50. So, I mean, I guess that's what I'm creating next, but I'm still working on color scheme.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's my next big project that I have coming up.
All right. And Mr. Talon, what about you?
For my next video, I'm probably planning on surprising my mom with a custom phone case.
What? All right.
Yeah.
And when is that coming up?
I think it'll be out by Saturday or Sunday.
All right. So y'all got a week's time frame, right?
There you go.
Come on. That's going to be awesome. That is awesome. Guys, it is definitely a pleasure to have to get to sit down here and speak to the Scott men.
Yeah.
As we talked before, you guys are not babies anymore. Y'all are growing. And I know, oh, what? Did he just show a muscle?
Sure enough.
It is awesome, man. But I just love the way you guys have grown. I know it's been a minute, but I love how you're flourishing. And you're just flowing with the things that are in your mind, the creativity. Of course, you know what your parents have instilled in you guys and just giving you the freedom to operate in that space and continuing on. Don't ever think you need to stop. There's one thing about creativity, it's always there and it's always evolving. It really is. One thing, if I may leave this with you guys, one thing my wife and I have been praying for over the year is creativity. And God has blessed us with opportunities for it, and now we get to showcase it. And it's so awesome. It keeps you excited. It keeps you driven because you want to see what the next thing is that you can create. So always keep that in mind, that you can create. From the smallest to the biggest, no matter the medium, whether it's saran wrap, I don't know if you're gonna use a tree bark next time. A dead one, don't use your dad's tree. But if I may leave you with this, with this story here, it is in, I wanna say Genesis. The servant of Isaac, mandate. He had a directive, and that was to go find a wife for Jacob. And the one thing he asked was, he asked the Lord is to help him be successful for his master. I want to say this to you. Whatever you do, make sure you continue to glorify God. Lift him up as you're tagging, as you're drawing, making your videos. People are praying over you, but continue to lift God up because he sees and knows what you're doing. That's coming from him, and he has shown you so much already. And he knows that there's more inside of you. Know there's more inside of you, and it's gonna manifest. All right?
All right.
Mr. Reggie, you have any last words, anything you want to say?
Hey, I echo what you've already shared, and I agree that, you know, as long as people are honoring the Lord and their giftings, no matter what age they are, we're often impressed when we're watching YouTube or TV where we're seeing 6-year-olds doing amazing things. And so our prayer is that everybody is just honor the Lord. I try to remind myself, you know, face challenges head on, approach every opportunity with grace and confidence, and be out to care and motivate others. So with that kind of mindset daily, I think the Lord will be honored.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, all right, guys, you were the first video cast for Mandated. I thank you so much. Hey, guys, you have a good night. Be blessed, and we'll talk again.
Thank you.